Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
Snowshoe hares and weasels undergo a fashion change in October, gradually molting their brown fur into white. For snowshoes, first their ears and feet turn white, with their backs the last to change. The process occurs over 6 to 10 weeks, and come mid-March, it reverses. The change occurs due to the length of the day, the photoperiod. When the days become shorter, their melanin, or pigment, production slows, resulting in new growth of fur that lacks pigment and is therefore white. The snowshoes become pure white except for the black tips of their ears. Three species of weasels also swap their warm summer browns for icy whites. The least weasel, the long-tailed weasel, and the short-tailed weasel. The latter species is perhaps best known as the ermine, also the name of its winter fur. All three weasels turn completely white except for the black tip of their tail. Why a black-tipped tail? Apparently, the black tip confuses hawks, a predator on weasels, into thinking the tail is the head, and thus they mistakenly attack the tail. One writer has described an ermine as a furry snake with legs. Their tiny tracks are just 3/4 inch in width and length, so they barely imprint on the snow. And ermines display more pound-for-pound fearlessness than virtually any other predator, taking on animals up to 30 times their weight. They are lightning quick and lithe enough to squeeze into the burrows of most small mammals that live under the snow. Their snow-white coats serve as camouflage, but they may also keep animals toasty. It's thought that white fur, lacking pigment, has more space in its hair shafts. When air fills those empty spaces, it can trap the animal's body heat and provide insulation from the cold. A late winter or an early spring makes for a color mismatch that jeopardizes the hare and the weasels, whose milk-white coats stand out starkly against the brown earth. With climate change, by mid-century, the snow season is expected to be a month shorter. And by the end of the century, it could be up to 2 months shorter. With the photoperiod dates fixed for molting, that shift could result in hares being mismatched for as much as 36 days by 2050. And for double that amount of time by the end of the century, making them highly vulnerable to predation. Snowshoe hares and long-tailed weasels can be found in northern Wisconsin. Look for them at the Nature Conservancy's Catherine Walter Wilderness Area in Vilas County. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.